Nielsen released the list of the most popular apps of 2015. Joining us to talk about what this means is Mike Murphy from Quartz. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. So here's what I find most interesting about this list. All of the apps on the top 10 list are from one of three companies, Google, Facebook, and Apple, mostly Google, even on iPhones.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of shows just how dominant they are. Facebook took the top spot, but I mean, half of the apps are from Google. And it just shows, you know, whether it's on desktop or on mobile, we really do kind of rely on Google for so many aspects of our lives.
So is this the end of the independent app developer? I mean, it just sort of seems like, you know, 5 years ago, this list would have included apps from independent folks who have since either been acquired by one of those big developers or themselves have become a big developer. What do you think about that? Do you think that this is a death knell?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty much, these are so monolithic and, you know, so many people need these sorts of services, whether that's like, you know, we're only going to have so many social networks that we update on a daily basis, and we're only going to have so many email clients. But, you know, we might have a plethora of productivity tools or tons of different games on our phone. You know, there are no games in the top app list. So I think there's always going to be room for the independents. And I think that, you know, it even shows here with Instagram, who was acquired by Facebook, that there's always a hope to keep going because, you know, you may too be acquired for billions of dollars.
Yeah, so there's the acquisition of Instagram, which Instagram has mainly stayed exactly the same, pretty separate. And then there's the acquisition of something like Mailbox that was acquired by Dropbox and then ignored, and the technology was used for better ways in different apps. So there's shut down, as we've heard. So there's also that route some unfortunately go to.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a time delay here. I'm all the way over in London, so the internet's taking longer to get here, I think. But no, I think it, you know, there's going to be, for every success, there's probably going to be a failure of that kind of size. But, you know, so some of these services will probably be in this list forever. I mean, Facebook and Google have been around as long as the mobile platforms, and, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to be going anywhere. But I don't think Apple Music's going to be in there in another 5 years. So who's going to take its place?
We have a question about Apple. I mean, Apple Music, are these all paying customers? 54.5 million people use it. It's the only new app. You don't think it's going to stick around?
I'd be surprised unless this turns out to be more than just like inertia, for all the people that upgraded to iOS 9 or got a new iPhone in the last year or so, and we're curious to see what what the app was. There could be a lot of people who are, you know, using the offline function of it, maybe not paying for streaming. I don't know. I just, given the kind of difficulties there seems to have been with the rollout of Apple Music, I'd be really surprised if it's quite as high up in another 5 years, but who knows?
Well, the list said it had 26% year-over-year growth, but, I mean, the Apple Music we know wasn't around last year. So I think what that probably means is just the music app, right? The people that, basically iTunes, people playing their own music on their phone. Is that what that means, the 26% growth?
Oh, yeah, I think that's true. That obviously was, kind of subsuming the iTunes. There are a couple like that. I had to ask Nielsen, like Google Play. I was like, well, is that the store or is that any of the apps that are called Google Play? Because there's a fair few of them on Android and iOS. But in that case, it was actually the Google Play store, which shows that a lot of people are spending a lot of time trying to figure out what other apps they want to download.
So what did the survey find versus like Android versus iOS? Who has the market share right now?
So it didn't break it down on an app-by-app basis, but it did say in the U.S. that Android has about 53% of the market versus iOS, which has about 43%. So it's a really binary market. Microsoft, I think, had less than 3% And I still love the fact that they felt the need to call out BlackBerry with, I think it was 0.7%, yeah, of the market. It just seems more insulting than anything not to include it in the other section.
Well, Mike Murphy, thank you for breaking down the Nielsen report for us. And Mike Murphy is a technology reporter at Quartz and at MCWM. And we probably won't talk to you until next year, but hope to catch up with you next year on all the great technology reporting that you do. Thanks so much for coming on, Mike.
Thanks. Happy holidays.